Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Saturday, and of course you guys know what that means. First of all, that was music from the late great Curtis Hairston. Yes, from the BB&Q band. He did a little solo project in 1983. The name of the song is called I Want You All Tonight. Yes, again, it's Saturday, and of course Solar wants to dance, and I have my buddy. Actually, I'm filling in on the host here, but my man is calling in and hanging out with me for a few more minutes and whatnot. We got Wardell Potts Jr. on the phone lines. What's up, Wardell?
What's going on, Don Fleming?
I'm good.
How are you? Good, good. So, yeah, I was just talking to Linda about all, I want you all tonight. Because I couldn't figure out what he meant. And so she says, I think he means I want all of you tonight. I said, oh, because I could not figure out what I want you all tonight. That does sound like to me, it sounds like he wants everybody. I want you all tonight.
Starting off on a roll already. You are on a roll already, man. I love the exchange. And, you know, I love the way people take songs and just interpret them in their own way, and you know what, there's no right or wrong answer, you know. And I think when someone says I want you all the night, you know, hey, probably 90% of the people maybe may agree with you. The other 10% are probably just trolling you.
Well, anyway, man, oh man, and Rush.
Breaking up just a little bit. We got a little audio difficulty. See if we get you back on. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. That was me. I know what I did. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
can you hear
sir.
Me okay. Okay.
Yes,
so Russia. I'm looking at that, and they got a coup going on in Russia.
Yes. They are.
Oh,
I think they're
going
to, they look like they're about to, you know, I guess a lot of people are mad at Putin right now. So not just Ukraine, some Russians within, you know, so we'll see how that turns out.
Well, I mean, the people, I mean, the Ukrainian is not Russian, so, but the.
I'm saying the mercenaries that were in the Ukraine from Russia, apparently there was some of the mercenaries felt that Putin might have betrayed them in a way.
Them.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
So now they're going after him. That's crazy because, you know, you're thinking about this country, and that's a nuclear country. And, you know, and you got, if they lose control of their nuclear weapon to this other guy who's just as crazy, they both are crazy. So it's like, what is going to happen here? What is going on? What are they going to do? I mean, you know, so everybody, the whole world is standing by going, whoa. Does anybody get a hold of the nuclear weapons? That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely, yeah, so. But anyway, I just, you know, so we need to, you know, make sure we, you know, pay attention, because there's always something going on in this crazy world.
Yeah, so, I wanted to say something here. I don't want to get just too political, but I want people to understand the power of your vote is very important as far as in this country. Now, you know, you have your third-party candidates, you have the Libertarian, you have all of these other parties, but the crazy part of it is, the reality of it is, we have two main parties, and one or the other is going to be elected. So, you know, people say, I'm not trying to give you the lesser of two evils speech, but there is a reality here. The people that you vote for, the people that you vote for against your own interests, the people that you vote for, are on a mission to scare the hell out of you. And I don't mean to curse or to say, you know, but I just want to stitch this in people's minds. This isn't about who I vote for. This is about who you vote for, whoever you want to vote for. But just understand, the powers that be, there are people right now that you put in office that are willing to strip your rights. They're willing to strip your access to health care. You know, we're arguably the richest country in the world, and we can't afford health care. We can't afford, you know, those poor people. And I want to talk to all the people who live below the poverty line, who have setbacks. People are working, you know, the working poor. That's why they call it the working poor. People, you know, you're working every week to try to make ends meet. And if something happens, if there is a health scare, you know, cancer scare, whatever, you know, these things are important. And the people that you put in office that want to take those things away, you know, and say, well, we don't have it, that's an entitlement. Well, at the same time, we have one of the biggest military industrial complexes right now. We have a military surplus, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not against military or anything like that, but I just want people to understand we have to take care of our people from within. And if we're not taking care of our people just for the sake of making extra money, then you should be in the position that you are as a politician. So there are, and I specifically say that the governor, I am in Arkansas. I am in a red state. And unfortunately, the governor is basically taking away at least a million people that are on Medicare and Medicaid. And one of the things, I think Arkansas was one of the few southern states, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I have to talk to a couple of friends of mine. But a lot of the states did not want the Obamacare exchange, you know. And I think Governor Beebe at the time, before Asa Hutchinson came, I think we did have some type of Obamacare in Arkansas. And I think what Huckabee is doing right now is stripping it away one by one. You know, you're slowly grasping on the string. You know, when you pull that one string and the seams get loose, that's the type of tactics that they're doing. And then they want to blame and say, well, it's their fault. So anyway, I'm just a little perturbed by, you know, people who are willing to vote these people in and don't understand the ramifications on a macro level, how this country is falling apart. I don't say that being hyperbolic. When you have hospitals in rural areas that are closing, you know, and people, again, some of those people vote against their economic interests. And you know, the selfish me will be like, well, I don't care about them. They don't care about me. But that's not how I grew up, you know. But those same people have health problems. Those same people that you saw on January 6th a couple of years ago, you saw a few of them with those scooters with the oxygen tanks and all of that, saying that we hate this person, can't think like that, you know. But anyway, I don't get off tangent too much. This is about Solar wanting to dance. We want to have some happy feelings. And I apologize. I just wanted to kind of get that off my chest a little bit since you brought up the whole Russia-Ukraine thing. It was just something that was eating at me. We're voting for people who are basically stripping our white rights away. And one of the things specifically that I'm happy for is as black people, you know, our hair, things of our hair texture, you know, we're being discriminated against because of our hair. We can't find jobs because of our hair, whether it's in dreadlocks or whatever locks or, you know, our hair. You know, we don't get hired because of our hair. So now you have things like the Crown Act that's been passed in a few states. I think Georgia passed one. I think California passed the Crown Act. I just want it to be federal because there are a lot of states that are still discriminating people because of their hair, you know, because we are supposed to fit a certain standard, you know. We grew up seeing all of these commercials that we put these people with this certain hair on a pedestal. We got to get out of that, you know. But that's what that goes back to putting people in the office that'll help push the policy through. Because if you're putting a politician in to scare you, to talk about critical race theory, to talk about drag queens reading children's books, you know, stuff like that, you know, while we have school shootings going on, this is preposterous to me. But I apologize, Wardell. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go off like that. But I just had to get that off my chest. I did. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Do what you got to do, man. That's what we're here for. And so now we can actually get rid of the stress. and play some great
music.
That's
the beauty of cardiovascular. It's burning or getting whatever toxins that you have or negative vibes that you have right now, you can get those out. You can get those out by dancing. You get those out by doing your cardiovascular. But anyway, let's go ahead and get to some music, man. Let's go ahead and get to some music. I want to take you guys back to 1997. Actually, 1999, music from Mr. Dave Hollister. One of my favorite songs is called It's All Right. You guys keep it locked right here. It is Saturday, and you know what that means, Wardell? It means Solar wants to dance. You guys keep it locked right here.
About how love will do you if you let it. Know somebody can relate to me when I tell you it's alright, yeah. Okay.
what, say huh? Say what? Say what, say huh? It's just not gonna stop.
From the lovely Miss Gina Thompson from the summer of 1996, one of my favorites, The Things That You Do, the remix, the Puffy remix. Of course, Puffy had his hand on everything in the 90s. You had R. Kelly doing remixes. You know what? I don't want to say touching everything. You know, that didn't really sound right. He produced a lot of stuff. And the 90s were all about remixes and all of that. Of course, Puffy was no different. Of course, that was the Puffy remix of The Things That You Do from Miss Gina Thompson featuring the lovely Missy Elliott. Before that, from 1985, Forgive Me Girl from the Force MDs. Of course, rest in peace to Trisco. Rest in peace to Mercury, TC. Oh, my goodness. And Jesse. We lost Jesse recently, last year, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, rest in peace to those brothers. See, that's TC. Of course, he was the lead singer. We lost him. We lost Mercury. Mercury was, a lot of people called him the big member of the group. Missed him. We lost him back, I think, 95 or 96. I think we lost him. And, of course, we just lost Trisco. We lost Trisco a couple of years ago, and we just lost Jesse. So, again, rest in peace to those brothers. The music will definitely live on. And Brother Khalil and Steve Lundy, who is TC's brother, is still out there with a new iteration of the Force MDs. So they're still out there making the music. They're still out there making the legacy, continuing that legacy. So more power to them, man. I love the Force MDs. And, of course, started off the block from his Ghetto Hymns album, 1999. Actually, the song actually came out in 97, but that was It's All Right from a man, Dave Hollister. We got about, let's see how much we got time. We got about an hour and 23 minutes left. We're doing a special two-hour Solo Wants to Dance. Usually, it's from 2 to 3:30, but I'm doing it from 2 to 4 because I am hosting the show, of course, along with my partner, Wardell. He's doing the Farmer John thing right now. I always mess with him because Old McWardell had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. I'm sorry. I had to do it. I get corny every now and then. It's how I roll. Keeping the music going. Music from High Five. I Like the Way. 1991 classic. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solo Records Radio.
We've been through. Times a day, it's easier said than done.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, 1973 classic from all the way back 50 years. That's music from the Jackson Sisters, not to be confused with the Jackson Brothers from Indiana. These sisters were from Detroit, all the way back 1973. I Believe in Miracles. I love that song. Big fan of I love that. I don't know. It was something about 70s music that really gets to me, man. You know, even though that's the decade I was born in, but it is what it is. Before that,
John.
Music from the lovely Miss Candy Staten. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's
I'm
going
sorry,
on?
I'm sorry, but I was just going to ask you about that. That was the Jackson Sisters. Is that the Jackson 5 Sisters?
No. It's entirely different. Different set of sisters. They just happened to have the last name Jackson. They were from Detroit. So I Believe in Miracles, one of my favorites from them. They had a couple other nice little hits, but definitely an underground classic when you really dig in the crates. Of course, before that, Candy Staten, 1976, the bicentennial year. Young Hearts Run Free. Matter of fact, Candy Staten, when I had my radio show, Candy Staten was my first radio interview. She was so graceful. What a beautiful soul. That song to me, I mean, she's had many hits, don't get me wrong. Young Hearts Run Free was just one of those songs that just really, really resonate, you know. And it was about, to me, and it's just, and again, we talked about this earlier, you know, when we talked about Curtis Harrison's song. It's all about interpretation and how a person sees the song and how a person's motivated by a certain part of the song or the name of the song. That song, to me, I felt it was about liberation. You know, it's about the liberation of love. You know, and again, I can get in detail, but you guys don't want to hear that. We're wanting to dance because Solar wants to dance. Young Hearts Run Free from the lovely Miss Candy Staten. Of course, started off the block, the group High Five, 1991. I Like the Way, their signature song. Actually, had a few great songs. And, again, rest in peace to Tony Thompson from the group High Five. And also Pooh Talley. Roger Talley goes by Pooh. He was the young brother that was, actually he's my age. He was paralyzed in a van accident, and I think he passed away a couple of years ago. So rest in peace to Pooh, and rest in peace to the legendary Tony Thompson. Young brother just had a fierce voice from High Five. They were my peers. You know, I'm 16 years old. Loving these brothers, because like I said, they're all my age. We're all the same age. So such a tragedy. But definitely, like we said before, the music will live on. But anyway, man, Solar wants to dance. I know, you know, I kind of got a little morbid. So, my apologies again. I just wanted to get some things off my chest, you know, considering when you talked about, you know, Russia and Ukraine, I couldn't let it slide by. So I had to do it.
Well, you know, hey, man, that was good. And I like that you, that's the one thing I like about your work is that you could, you play stuff that I've never heard before, and then I'm like, what is that? Who is that? And I may have heard it before, but it never like locked in. Never followed that group, and you know that was
right.
But I did hear it, and that was back in my era. That's you know when I was I was like a teenager. I was in high school, right? You said in the 70s, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, so,
the 70. Well, 73 was the year before I was born. So it's just something about the music even before I was born, even like that 60s, you know, the music from the 60s. I know that's your coming of age type music or whatever, but I was always fascinated with the you know, considering the sign of the times, you know, and not to get too morbid, you know, the sign of the times, well, you know, we didn't have those equal rights and things like that. able to produce and make great music, I really took a special appreciation for that type of music, especially, you know, in the 50s and 60s and even, you know, some elements of the 70s that was still, you still kind of went through the whole civil rights and things like that was going on in this country. We were able to make lemonades out of lemons, man, and that's beauty. That's why I love us. I love us. I love all people, but I definitely love us because considering, you know, in the context of this conversation, the music that we were able to make, and I'm saying we like I was there with them, but no, seriously, I love your selection of music because, you know, the era that you play, it's a certain, even though I troll you a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of respect and love there. I got love for you. I got respect for you and your taste in music. There you go.
Thank you.
But
thank
no,
you.
I just wanted to say that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. So, hey, man, keep the music rolling, man. We got about another hour and 2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes. Yeah.
Still got time. Still got time to jam with the people, man. I still got 10 to 10. But you know what? You talked about the Jackson sisters, and I said not to be confused with the Jackson brothers from Indiana, like I said. So let's go ahead and I feel like playing a particular Jackson brother from 1980. Of course, you guys hear it in the background, produced by Mr. Stevie Wonder. This is called Let's Get Serious. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio because Solar wants to dance, people.
Sleep holding my pillow tight. All the bottom sitting down. How much you done spent? I swear you must believe it's all hell to see. Hey, boy, better bring the check around. To the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down. Taught her how to talk like that. That big idea. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table and drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn a maybe to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess. Hey, son, better get on back to town. Face the sad old truth, the dirty Lord down.
I wonder.
Put those ideas in your head.
I have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
I wonder.
especially Miss Karen White, The Way You Loved Me Before That. Give me a classic from Mr. Boss Skaggs. I love that one, too. That's called, what's the name of that one? That's called The Lowdown. Lowdown from 1976, and of course, started off the block, produced by none other than Mr. Stevie Wonder. I was going to say, like, all that other stuff, but I was like, yeah, Stevie Wonder. Let's get serious about Jermaine Jackson, 1980 classic. I love that one. Man, if I have 47 minutes left of the show, what'd you think of that one?
I mean, come on, man. That, you know, I'm over here moving and grooving, and I love it. So, you know, you do what you do, man. It's awesome. Much love to all the people that are listening.
17 minutes. 17 minutes,
what's
I
that?
Guess it's going to be the cool. It's about 17 minutes. I want to remind everybody at the 30-minute mark, we're probably going to have like a little cool down. So that means we're going to do some medio tempo to slow jams to, for the rest of the show. So we got actually 16 minutes
down.
Now.
Yeah.
The warm down, the cool down, warm down. Okay,
cool down.
Sure.
Yeah,
I can
cool
go
down.
With that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can go with that. I hope everyone was getting it in, you know, but hey, we are not physicians, so before you get into the whole cardiovascular thing, make sure you contact your physician and see if you are able to do it, if you have the capacity to do it, because I don't want anybody falling out and then blaming us, you know.
Well, yeah, that's
well, it's Wardell and Don's fault. I know, it definitely is. So seriously, you know, contact your physician and see if it's something that you can do, you'd be able to do. So I highly stress that. I highly stress it. You ready for another block before we slow it down in about another 16 minutes?
Let's make it happen.
You know what, man? I love your Kashif story. And maybe you can kind of – I know. I love hearing your Kashif story and the $5,000 check. Can you briefly talk a little bit about that? Because, you know, you guys, I'm segueing into a Kashif song, but I'd love to hear and, you know, kind of abbreviate for all the listeners, all the new listeners out there who didn't hear your story about the $5,000 check, man. Please, can you elaborate a little bit on it?
Okay. All right, so – I had no idea that Kashif was doing what he was doing in terms of, sampling my drum parts off of our records.
Mm-hmm.
And so I contacted him when my father passed away and said, I'm coming to Philadelphia. And I said I was going to Philadelphia. And Kashif was like, well, can you come by here first? He was in New York. And I said, yeah, sure. He says, I want to share some stuff with you real quick. And I said, okay. All right. So then I booked my flight to go to New York. And so I went to New York and I took my wife and because she was pregnant and my daughter. And so I said, listen, I'm going to go over here to Kashif's apartment and I'll be back. And so I went over and it's beautiful, amazing apartment, way too high for me. Man, that was way too high. I don't like heights. It was way up there. And so I walk in and see this beautiful black baby grand, and it's just, I don't think it was a baby grand, I think it was a pool. And
wow,
concert piano. And it was just beautiful. And we were just talking and stuff, and he was just saying, I'm really sorry about your dad and everything. He said, but I just wanted to just share some stuff with you. And I said, okay. He says, well, you know, like all the stuff that you guys are doing over at Solar, we really, you know, I really loved it. And I did want to hook up with you guys, but it just never happened. So, and then I got fortunate and started, you know, doing some other projects and stuff. But what I did was, when I was working on Evelyn Champagne King's record, Love Come Down, I took your drums off And the Beat Goes On. And I put
wow.
it in the Sinclair, and I made the song because I wanted that same feel, that same pulse that was very popular. And so he put it out. He says, I did that, and He says, I just want you to know how much I appreciate it. And so here's a check for $5,000, and I hope that's good. And I said, there you go. At first, he just gave me the check right in the envelope, and I was thinking, wow, I was still, like, I couldn't believe he did that, because that was before sampling was
right.
A thing.
You
that
had to go through the legalities
back.
Of sampling.
Right.
You had to go through
but
the legalities
Yeah, but he had that $25,000 keyboard called the Sinclair that very few producers and artists had. And so he was able to do that very clearly. And he's done it. He did it with a few songs. And so I just said, thank you. I appreciate that, man. And then from there, you know, I went on up to some part of Connecticut and got a haircut. And then I went back and went to my dad's funeral and came home. But so that's the story with Kashif.
Man, that's amazing. Just the fact that, you know, he thought about you. And there was some level, there was some integrity there, man. Because any hothead would have, like, just took it and just been like, eh.
Yeah. Right,
he's not going to hear it.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
For someone like to see.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You're right. No, I'm just saying he didn't have to tell me that, and he could have done that, but I think that it was eating at him, and so he wanted to do the right thing, and he did do the right thing, and I appreciate it.
Man, I love hearing that story, man. And again, rest in peace to that brother. Definitely had a lot of integrity considering what he did for you on that song. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and play some Kashif from 1983.
Right.
Of course, you guys hear it in the background. It's called Stone Love. You guys keep it locked. Hey, we're getting ready to wind it down, but you guys keep it locked right here, because guess what? Solo wants to dance. Keep it locked right here.
that are holding on.
Music from LTD, a.k.a. Love, Tenderness, and Devotion from 1977, Holding On When Love Is Gone. I love that. And, of course, he is your contemporary, Wardell. Of course, I'm speaking of Jeffrey Osborne. Jeffrey Osborne was a drummer. And they said, hey, we want you to sing. So the crazy part about it, he used to sing when he was playing the drums in the back. So they're like, no, you're going to have to come up in the front. And we're going to have someone play the drums, you know, we're going to have someone play the drums and you just come sing. But, yeah, Jeffrey Osborne started off as a drummer. So, of course, you probably already knew that. So, but anyway.
I started off as a drummer, too.
You did? What?
Yes, I started off as a drummer, too. That's right. Okay,
you
but
know
anyway.
What?
What?
Before
this is
that.
Truth.
You heard what I played before that? You remember the song
the
I played before
on.
That?
And
there
the
you go.
Just
yeah.
Like my love.
Everlasting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Man, we should get it.
I know.
They should give us a record.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Anyway,
and, of course, started off the block. I had to start off the block with a little Kashif. And thank you for that story. I love hearing that story. And thanks for the listeners. Of course, Stone Love by the late, great Kashif from 1983. And of course, I know it is somewhat 30. We're at the 30-minute mark, but technically we are at around 26 minutes left, 25 minutes left to show. Of course, I apologize. It's a little late, but this is the cool-down method. Before we slow it down a little bit, I got to give a shout-out to my aunt. my aunt, she is like everything to me. This woman was my mom's baby sister. I mean, she's been there for me 126%, you know. Mm-hmm. And she used to be an on. She used to be an on air. She used to be an on air jock in Hope, Arkansas, around the time I was born. So I got all of my skills from her, and you know, my mom and her were very, very close, and she's just been my rock. And we got to try to. I got to mummify her because I definitely don't. After my mom left, I'm trying to hold on to everybody that I love. So I'm trying to mummify her, wrap her in some cellophane or something, could keep her around. Mm-hmm. I love that woman to death. Shout out to my aunt. Taught me everything I know.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to give a shout out to her, and of course my baby sister doing what she's doing. You know, my niece just graduating from high school, and now she's kind of an empty nester in a way. She's getting ready. She's thinking about moving and relocating to another city. I think she was talking about Denver, but you know, you never know. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to my baby sister and my aunt. Of course, without them, you know, I could not keep my sanity. They are like my anchor. So I definitely want to pay homage to them. Of course, this is Solar Wants to Dance, and that was what the fast up tempo jams was about. It was about recognizing my aunt and my baby sister. I hope they're listening.
Well, I would like to dedicate a song to them. To your family, from you to them, or from Solar to them, but I'm directly from you because of your story. So if they're listening, you know, I would love to do that. I think it is beautiful when a family member acknowledges, you know, the love that they have for another member in their family. And so just hearing you say that, you know, it touches my heart, and I'm blessed because I know you were blessed, you know, and so it makes me feel good. Yeah, amen to that. And so thank God for people like that that do those things for us, right? You know, I've had the same thing, you know, in my life, and so I know how that feels, and so I'm happy for you. So anyway, I could do that right now, and if you want,
please.
And please, okay, cool.
The floor is yours. I've been hogging the show 80% of the time.
Well, we want you to hog the show. You're the host. You're the host. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I'm just hanging out. So, but anyway, I've been doing some things, running in and out with my horses. And so it is so, because it's so hot here, it's so hot that I put a special sprinkler up, and my youngest horse, he found it, and he's just rolling and having so much fun in it, and it just made me happy. I mean, I brought tears to my eyes because he's my only wild horse. He's a Mustang, and
yeah.
I named him Philly after Philadelphia, right? And so...
Okay.
And so he's 5 years old, and so he's scared. He's very scary because, you know, I rescued him because somebody they did what they do to the horses to try to calm him down. They cut his, you know, and that's the only contact he ever had with humans, and so he doesn't trust humans at all. So, but he and I got a relationship.
Aww.
He knows I love him, and I spoil him, he's a good boy. He keeps the older horses young, because he's always making them run. He's always making them run. So anyway, that's what I was doing. And before we go, I want to remind people, you know, we're still praying for our people that have been hurt, that have been sick, like Greg, for instance. He's still recovering, and he had a seizure, and he bit his tongue so hard, and so he's just been in major, major pain. So, you know, keep Greg in your
Greg.
I mean, yeah, he's trying to move forward, but it's hard to move forward when you got something that's just hounding you like that. So, and I bit my tongue many times, and that was just like a quick thing, and it hurt for a long time. So I can't imagine, like, if you're having a seizure and all that pressure, you for how long on your tongue? Oh my God! So I'm just praying for you, Greg, and we're praying for Charlotte and Chloe and for my cousin, my brother-in-law, who's been very, very sick, for Astrid, everybody, you guys know, and there's some people that are anonymous, and we're praying for them as well. So much love,
most
and God
definitely.
Bless all you guys. But here you go.
Most
this song
definitely.
Is dedicated to Don's family and from Don. And you guys, thank you for being who you are to my brother here. Obviously, he appreciates
you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
We'll be back.
Cause I really
Took it to Philly on that block, man. Oh, I love that. Not on the outside by the moment. God. Hey. Then later on became Ray Goodman and Brown. You, man. And the originals before that? Are you kidding me? Ooh, that's one, that's that street singing on the street corners. Type music, right. You know, when you know, you're coming home from school and all of that. Of course, started off the block, the stylistics, You Are Everything. What a, and I got to say it, I said hell in the beginning, you know, because I had an issue, but that was a hell of a block, Wardell.
Thank you. That, you know, I was thinking about your family the whole time, so that was for them.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I love that block. The moments. I mean, the stylistics and the originals. Woo! 70 Soul at its finest,
I know your
man.
Auntie would like that. I know your auntie could appreciate that music right there.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. She loves that. Guys, again, thank you for that wine, that cool down. Of course, we got about another 8 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. It's going to wrap it up for us. But before we go, man, any final thoughts on the show or any final thoughts on Russia and Ukraine? Is there anything to get off your chest for a couple of more minutes before we go ahead and close the session?
Well, you know, I just, you know, as far as Russia and Ukraine is concerned, I just, you know, want peace in the world. And I just pray, and I'm also concerned about this situation that's happening right now in Russia. You know, I mean, the war at Ukraine, that looks kind of good because now everybody, they got these other, you know, they're fighting against each other now in Russia. But that's never good because it's a nuclear, you know, country. So you're just worried about who's going to be in control if you know, something, you know, happens. And so, you know, it's something for us to worry. So you just want to just pray, you know, for a good outcome. I mean, good is a, you know, figure of speech, but, you know, we just want peace. And for those people in that country to be safe and okay as well. It's not just about us, but I care about those people in Russia as well. I want them to be okay because, you know, that's right in their backyard. So it's kind of scary. You know, we got these two armies fighting against each other. That's ugly. So, but anyway, and thank you, Don Fleming, for doing what you did today. Great show, and it was nice hanging out with you. And yeah, Linda sends her love to you, as she called.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, she was there. So, but anyway, and then a shout out to your family, and have a blessed and beautiful weekend, everyone. And and Greg, we hope your back gets better. Now that I realize it's not his tongue, it's his back, where he's having a lot of problems from the seizure. So we're praying for your back, Greg. So, and you hang in there, brother, and try not
most
to.
Most definitely.
Yeah, don't let it stress you out too much. I know it hurts, but, you know, hopefully you could, you know, you'll be okay and you'll be able to do what you normally do. It's kind of hard when, you know, he does hair, and so he's standing the whole day. How do you stand when your back is hurting like that, right? That's a challenge in itself. So hopefully he has a high chair he can roll around and put a waist belt, on
in
like
a high
weight.
Chair.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, right? And so, and they depend on those ladies depend on him. You know, he's been doing it for a long time. And so, you know, when you find somebody that takes care of you, you go back, you keep going back. Even us guys, like, you find a guy to cut your hair good, like, you just keep going back there. He's like, yeah. And like, and there's been times I remember sitting in the barbershop, and another guy would be ready, and I go, no, I'm waiting for him. I don't know what you going to do.
And then that one barber that never gets that person to let them cut their hair, and be like, he's like, hey, he's available. And then that other person will be like, no, that does that little quick head like, no, don't do it.
Right. And
don't go to him. He's terrible.
So, you know, you can't, your barbers are important to, our barbers are important to us. So, Greg, I understand how important you are to the ladies. So, you know, just, you know, take care of you so you can take care of them. And that's
most
pretty
definitely.
Much it. Thank you, guys. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, we celebrate our Heavenly Father. So if you tune in, 3 p.m., where we do our praise show, come hang out with us.
All right. Well, hey, guys, you heard it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, for Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. Of course, Solar Wants to Dance. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Until then, you guys make sure you tune in to Praise and Worship tomorrow. So you guys have a good one. We are out. See you later, Wardell. Have a good one, bro.
Bye.
Let me feel that warmth of your embrace. Let go.